This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
Well, if you're not able to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours with the president every day as a public service we have been offering for you, the top five most beautiful briefing moments on this show. And what did you think? A little somber yesterday, Danielle.
Yesterday was tough because it was long.
Yeah, it was
and
long.
I felt like it was a dud, but I think your way is a better way to describe it because there was just so much jarring medical info, I guess you could say, about projections and whatnot.
Yeah. Trump and Derek, the Steelers fan, finally admitted serious.
That's right.
Pivot. Nice pivot.
Well, where do you want to start?
So let's start with Tony, with Dr. Fauci. He was talking at one point yesterday about sneezing and the effects of sneezing, and his description was beautiful.
Number five.
What it was looking at the distance that droplets fly by speaking, by coughing, by sneezing. So if you go way back and go, achoo, and go like that, you might get 27 feet. But so when you see somebody do that, get out of the way.
There are some people.
But that's not practical.
I know people that can do
that. That is not practical, John. I'm sorry, but I was disturbed by that report because that's misleading. That means that all of a sudden the 6 foot thing doesn't work. That is a very, very robust, vigorous, achoo, sneeze. That's what that is. And that's not what we're talking about.
It's a drive-by sneezing or whatever.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So there was like an MIT video, somebody at MIT, I believe, who put out this video saying that droplets could spread to way farther than the six-foot social distance area. And everybody, like Nick and others, flew into a complete panic about that. And
micro droplets. Watch out for the micro droplets.
People at MIT are spending their days measuring the distance of sneezes.
Listen, no one knows sneeze radius like I do. I'll tell you. I know sneeze diameter, sneeze radius. I know all the best sneeze metrics.
What's number four, Danielle?
The president yesterday, several times during the press conference, mentioned the viability of wearing a scarf to protect oneself from coronavirus.
Okay. Number four.
You can use a scarf. A scarf is, everybody, a lot of people have scarves, and you can use a scarf. Scarf would be very good. And my feeling is if people want to do it, there's certainly no harm to it. I would say do it, but use a scarf if you want, you know, rather than going out and getting a mask or whatever. We're making millions and millions of masks. So you can use scarves. You can use something else over your face. It doesn't have to be a mask.
Okay.
You
use a scarf. Many people have scarves.
Didn't realize it was time for me to rhyme. If you want to do it, there's nothing to it. Do it and do it. Do it to it. Have a Mountain Dew. Delicious.
Do the dew.
Just real quick. The president is saying we have millions of masks, the most beautiful masks.
Yeah, we do.
And then, foolishly, I read something in Forbes this morning that said we have all the most beautiful masks, and there are auctioneers selling them offshore to other countries. But we have the most beautiful masks.
Fake news.
Can we figure out
Forbes is fake news.
Oh, God. Can I get in touch with Gronk so I can get some of his? Oh, he donated his.
Yeah, how about Gronk donating 10,000 masks?
20,000.
Oh, 20,000 masks.
10 to Massachusetts and 10,000 to New Jersey.
Yeah, that's great.
He's great. Good
Waiting
job,
Waiting for
Gronk.
Nick to rip Brady for not donating
Three,
masks.
Three, two, Tom. Tom, it's your time.
Tom should donate electrolytes. He was busy on social yesterday.
I'm liking Bucks hype videos.
What do you have for three, Danielle?
Did you know that the best guests on television shows are members of the military? You do now.
Number three.
Our military is ready like you haven't seen. And you know who the best guests are, the different shows are? We watch the shows at night. And I think the best guests that I've seen in a long time are the military people. And they've never done it before. I've watched General Semonite, who I deal with a lot. I say, General, you got to give us two new hospitals in Louisiana. Yes, sir. And the next morning, they're building them at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're up in 3 days. I think they're the best guests you have. I guess I'm tired of the other guests, in all fairness.
That's right. Great guest. The best guest of all. And I'll tell you what, that general, he's made from the most indestructible material in the world, Semonite. I have several Semonite suitcases. They're the best. You can drop them from anywhere. They're indestructible.
Toilet seat liquor, also a good guest. Mm-hmm. Generals and toilet seat liquor.
That's right.
Good daytime guests. We have daytime guests. We have nighttime guests.
Jim Acosta, suck it.
All right, what's next, Danielle?
One of the other things the president mentioned quite a few times yesterday was the fact that he grew up near Elmhurst, Queens, and that he knew it very well.
Yes.
And he in this cut from the press conference, he talks about medical professionals.
Number two.
I know Elmhurst, Queens. I grew up right next to it. I know the hospital very well. Been seeing it all my life, my young life. The bravery is incredible. And I just have to take my hat. I would take my hat. If I were wearing a hat, I'd rip that hat off so fast. And I would say, you people are just incredible. They really are. They're very brave. They're going in and they don't know. You have lots of things flying around in the air. You don't know what you're touching. Is it safe?
I can't.
I would rip that sucker right off. And I would...
I love his press conferences. The guy gives a press conference like nobody else.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I think people in the media wanted Hillary Clinton to have that job.
I know.
Think about how much easier your life is with this guy talking.
But to think people in America wanted Americans to live.
All right, we got to get to number one.
So for number one, yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was on a radio show and suggested the impeachment trial of the president distracted the government from the coronavirus crisis while it was in China, while it was starting in China. And the president was asked about that.
Number one.
Mitch McConnell, he said that impeachment diverted the attention of the government. Do you think that in any way, this was happening and building at the same time, did it divert your attention or your team's attention or the vice president's attention?
Well, I don't like to think I did. I think I handled it very well, but I guess it probably did. I mean, I got impeached. I think, I certainly devoted a little time to thinking about it, right? So, but think of it. It was a hoax. It was a total hoax. And when you think that I got impeached only because they had a majority in the House, they didn't get one Republican vote, 196 to nothing, not one Republican. I don't think it's ever happened. The Republicans stuck together, and they stuck together in the Senate 52 to a half. So, when you say that, I think it took a lot of, I see them going and saying about speed. Well, they probably illegally impeached me in the sense that if you look at the FBI today with what happened, the horrible things, nobody cares about that now because all they're thinking about is...
I think it went on for a good 20 minutes on that one.
Kept going and going and going.
I am the great uniter, but I just would like to point out, hey, Pelosi, scoreboard.
All right, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's a public service that we offer on this show. Top five most beautiful briefing moments.
Rip the hat off was the number one moment for me.
I think it was,
good.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, out of order.
Rip it off so fast.
Yeah. Oh, I'd rip that sucker off.
I think it was. All right. We are going to talk with Wes Welker during Brady Week, coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And then some good guests today. Ty Law's on, right?
Ty Law, 12:30. Teddy Bruschi, 4:30.
Excellent. All right. Brady Week continues, brought to you by Sam Adams. But right now, what is trending here at WEEI?
Morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bad news out of Toronto. Fitzy was commenting on this on the text chain yesterday. They have banned all, is it all gatherings or all sporting events specifically, Fitzy?
It is all public events except for sports, should sports resume until at least June 30th.
June 30th. So they may make an exception for sports.
Correct.
Okay.
But well, how is that accomplishing anything? They're going to make it, so they're going to get everybody to pile into the Superdome.
First of all, it's Le Superdome.
I mean, that seems ridiculous to me.
Superdome.
I think what they mean by that, Greg, is that more people could convene, as in training staff and teams, not like 17,000 people at the Air Canada Center or. Oh. at the Rogers Center.
All right.
Well, the NFL is the only league that is expressing bold confidence they are going to play in the fall. Their two executive VPs, Jeff Pasch and also Troy Vincent, saying they're expected to play a full season, starting on schedule, playing in front of fans, a full set of playoffs. Vincent did say they are talking about contingency what-if plans, but right now, NFL on track for September 10th, and they've approved the expanded playoffs to 14 teams beginning in 2020. So, 7 teams per conference, 1 team gets a bye. Does that hurt your Patriots, Fitzy?
I mean, no, as a matter of fact, when the Patriots get the bye, it'll be interesting to see who they play in the divisional round.
Tom Brady has jersey number 12 in tow, given to him by wideout Chris Godwin. He switched over from number 14, and nothing involved in the transaction or compensation. Those Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Tom Brady all on a text chain yesterday, yucking it up on Instagram. And Marcus Smart is donating blood for an experimental coronavirus treatment. Danielle mentioned it earlier. The guy from Pandemic has an encouraging treatment. So that may be the biggest news of all.
Yeah. Cure.
A cure.
He says he has a cure. The guy has announced that he has the cure. He's found the cure.
That's what we need. I mean, but Smart and other NBA players are doing this plasma project. That's where they put some of your plasma in an infected patient who is high risk, and hopefully they recover. So a lot of
plasma.
Promise. Convalescent plasma. That's what's trending out here on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Wes Welker coming up as part of Brady Week, presented by Samuel Adams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Morning, another emergency COVID-19 edition of Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. A lot of questions. A lot of people have questions about business questions, bankruptcy questions, all that stuff. So Larry the Lawyer will join us from an isolation location on tomorrow's show.
I bet Larry has had to bone up on a lot of things that he never thought would actually come across his legal practice.
Have you ever heard him on the show? He doesn't worry about that. He doesn't know any. Nope. Doesn't know the laws. He doesn't know. He just throws it out there.
It's the best part.
Google Esquire.
He spitballs it. Yeah. He spitballs it.
Well, that's what you can do in America.
Mm-hmm. America.
Let's see. Here's a text asking if Ken said earlier that Tom Brady did not pay for number 12. In, yes, he did. How cheap is Tom? This person's saying Tom Brady is cheap for not reimbursing when it comes to number 12. I mean, generally that's the way it works, right? A guy comes and he wants a number, he pays for it. But
I would hope behind the scenes that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure there something was granted in kind, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think Godwin just gave up number 12 just to be a good dude, and Tom Brady was like, thanks, bro. I feel like Tom would step up and do something.
I've heard like $50,000 before. One time there was somebody who like bought diapers for a year for their newborn to exchange numbers. But maybe Brady gave him like a sweet supply of plant-based protein.
Here's a 617 text that said Tom Brady should stay off of Instagram during this time based on what he's posting. What's that all about? I'm not following.
It's back to Danielle's smear campaign.
It's not a smear campaign. It was yesterday, I think. He had posted a little screenshot of, I think he was FaceTiming with Jack.
Yeah.
And Tom appeared to be getting pliable on the massage table.
Okay.
It was a weird flex. It was just a whole weird shirtless screenshot flex thing happening.
The guy should share with people what he's doing during this dramatic time.
I mean, put a shirt on, Tom.
Even the corona can't damage that beauty.
FaceTiming with your son from the massage table.
Yeah,
we can. Just... I can relate.
So he was shirtless?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, Tom Brady can't be shirtless.
He belongs to a different world. Tom Brady, like, literally now lives in that space station Elysium. Like, he's just up there.
Look at this smear from Nick. Every day it's building. He hates the smear. Guy.
Yep. Listen to the smear. It's a smear.
Are you calling him Stiddy yet?
Stiddy? I call him Studdy. Jared Studdum.
All right. Well, all this week here at WEEI to distract you, to take your attention away from what is going on around us, it is Brady Week. And you can listen at 8:30 during this show, at 12:30 during Dale and Keefe, at 4:30 during OMF, and at 6:30 with Mutt to hear everything that you need to know about Tom Brady. And it benefits the Greg Hill Foundation's Restaurant Strong Fund, which is brought to you by Sam Adams. And we're celebrating Tom Brady's 20 years in New England. You can visit restaurantstrong.org if you'd like to make a donation. But right now, it is our pleasure to welcome Wes Welker to the show. Of course, longtime Patriots receiver and now coaching with the San Francisco 49ers. Wes!
Yo!
What's up?
Nothing much. How we doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Just quarantined up with the family. You know, we're running out of... we got plenty of food, but we're running out of booze.
Are you making pancakes? It sounds like breakfast prep is underway over there.
Yeah, we're... I think it's eggs and cereal is what they're going for. They wanted cereal. I was like, all right, let's do some eggs, too. So,
what's the go-to cereal in the Welker household?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know. It's like the healthy Cheerios, there's even such a thing, you know?
It's probably TB12 approved, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. We're big. We read the whole book.
Thanks for being on Brady Week, and all week we've been paying tribute to Tom. And so I did want to start by asking you if you were surprised by his decision.
You know, not necessarily, you know, but, you know, you kind of hate to see it, you know, just because he's been there for so long. It's going to be strange seeing him in a different uniform and all those different things. But I wouldn't say I was surprised.
Yeah, Wes, I mean, you became an icon in an institution here over your 6 years with the Patriots, and you left at one point. So I guess you can kind of speak to what it's like to be a fixture and a mainstay and then go play in another uniform.
Well, I wouldn't put it on the same level as this, but...
I mean, felt that way.
Yeah, he's Tom Brady, but you're also Welker, so...
Yeah, right. No, I mean, you know, obviously he's done so many great things, you know, for the organization and for the community there and everything else. I mean, there's, you know, I'm excited for him, but, you know, to see something else and see something new and different things like that as a friend, as a fan, you know, you kind of hate to see it.
What's the difference between having Tom Brady as your QB and having Peyton Manning as your QB?
As far as what? As far as playing? As far as...
If you had to say what the difference was in one sentence.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're both, you know, extremely competitive, extremely... prepared.
Yeah.
You know, everything that they bring on the field is second to none, and they keep guys accountable. You know, they want to be great, all those different things. You know, you can't go wrong with either guy being on your team, and, you know, being able to be on the same page with those guys was really easy. just because of their understanding of the game and everything like that. I mean, they've obviously, you know, Hall of Famers that, you know, are great teammates and are all about winning.
Wes, you became the first guy really that was kind of like Belichick would famously, like somebody would get under his skin and beat him, and then he would trade for him or find a way to acquire him. And then you, when you were on the Dolphins, you had great games against the Pats. He trades for you in 2007. How quickly into that season and playing with Tom did you guys think when you finally got here you'd have something special?
No, I feel like we had an idea that spring a little bit, but I think really through training camp and really having that first game against the Jets, you know, we felt like, and I think the Cowboys game is when it kind of got real. I think at that point it made us like 7-0 or something. I feel like 7-0, it was kind of like, okay, like, you know, we're actually pretty damn good. So, you know, there were a couple points where you thought it was there, but I feel like the Cowboys game where we, you know, it was a hard-fought game, back and forth, you know, and we kind of pulled away at the end. The Cowboys were undefeated at the time, and we felt, you know, I think we felt we had something real there.
It's Brady Week here at WEEI, and Wes Welker is our guest on the Harbor One Hotline.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have a pretty well-documented relationship over the last 20 years. During your time in New England, how was your relationship with Belichick, and how did you see his sort of all-encompassing treatment of the star players great on some guys in the locker room during your time here?
Well, I think, you know, the way he kind of goes about it, there, you know, there are no superstars, you know, and everybody has their role on that team. It really doesn't. Everybody's going to get called out. There's no preferential treatment. And a lot of times he calls out the star players a lot of times just to set the tone with the whole team, where everybody, like, okay, he's talking to Tom like that. Like, okay, well, obviously, like, you know, he can talk to me like that. You know, and Tom, you know, has such a great, you know, way about him of being able to kind of take it, even though it makes him mad and everything like that. You know, he takes it and he just keeps on going to work and improving and working on his craft and everything else, and everybody else just kind of has to fall in line.
When you left, did you feel like there was some sort of a weight lifted when you're outside of Belichick's sort of reign as a head coach?
Maybe a little bit, you know. You know, I was still upset about it. You know, I did want to be there, but there was part of me that, I just like enjoying the game. I enjoy having fun. I enjoy all those things. And, you know, coaching now, you learn a lot from the tactics and different things like that, but at the same time, putting your own twist on it and understanding, you know, I tell my guys all the time, as long as we're giving great effort and we're on top of our assignments, like, we're going to be good. Like, as soon as one of those things is not where it needs to be, like, that's when we got problems. And so, you know, kind of being there and, you know, there's a big mental aspect to the game of, yes, being prepared, being this, being that, all those different things, but also enjoying yourself and having fun playing the game. You know, I feel like you're playing your best ball when everybody's having fun and enjoying themselves. And, you know, I think there were some times where I didn't really feel that at times, you know, for different reasons. The guys that we had in the locker room, the camaraderie that we had was better some years than others, and all these different things. And when you're one of the more highly paid players on the team, like, you're expected to deliver like a highly paid player. And, you know, there's definitely pressure on that. There's definitely, you know, all these different things that, you know, is tough and it's hard. And, you know, Coach Belichick's hard on guys and, you know, trying to get the most out of them that he can.
Let's be honest. It was all downhill after the Rex Ryan press conference.
Yeah, well, it didn't help.
Oh, Greg, you had to put your toe in the water.
it didn't help. All week we've asked those who've joined us to share, if they can, their favorite Tom moment or their favorite experience with Tom. You want to offer one up this morning?
Gosh, you know, I've been thinking about that. There were so many that it's hard to pinpoint one. But I just think the competitiveness, the yelling on the sidelines when things aren't going our way, you know, you want to talk about the ultimate competitor. I mean, if guys aren't hitting on all cylinders, like, Tom's going to let you know about it, and he'll do that in practice. He'll definitely do it in games. You know,
did that ever?
I mean, I remember my first year there, like, I, you know, in 07, you know, just getting on the same page and all those different things, it was a work in progress. So that took time, but he was hard as hell on me. And I was like, I was starting to get pissed at Tom. I was like, yeah, screw this guy, man. He's all over me with this stuff. Like, but it was good. Like, he just wanted to win, and he wanted to bring it together, but He was always one of those, like, during the game, he'd sit there, and whether you're right or not, you know, I remember we had a play against Denver where we're in overtime, and I kind of had, like, we call it a Ram-type route or whatever. The Rams kind of ran it quite a bit, but the safety dove, and I was trying to score on the play, so I took it more vertical because the safety wasn't there, and Tom threw it, and it hit me in the back of my foot. And he just yelled at me. I'm like, I'm trying to end the game. And, like, I had to go sit on the other side. Then we come back the next day, and he's like, okay, babe, what I was thinking on this? And I'm like, you're calling me babe now? Like I want to fight you. Like, you know, so, you know, we have plenty of those instances of, you know, us being on the same page. You know, I still feel like I was right on the play. You know, I guarantee he probably still feels that he was right.
Even in the face of your bromance, you guys would still fight it out. I remember that play, Greg. That was in 09 against the Broncos. That was McDaniel's first,
right.
the McDaniel's game. Wes, it was Wes, it was my job during the season, during the Brady interviews, to ask him what we called the Foxborough fanboy question of the week, just lobbing Brady-centric softballs his way. So I wanted to ask you one. Did you have a favorite pass play or favorite catch from Tom during your 6 years? Because my favorite Brady to Welker was the 99-yarder against Miami on Monday Night Football in 2011.
Yeah, I would say that's probably mine as well. You know, just because leading up, you know, even through camp and everything else, Bill was like, we can't throw seams to Welker. Like, you can't make those plays. We just can't. We can't put you on seams. All this stuff, and I'm just sitting there, and it was kind of a cool moment because Miami was starting to come back, and that play kind of put the game away. But it was fun, like, just come to the sideline. I was like, I thought I couldn't run a scene, you know, a little bit more animated than that. But but you know, it was all part of his master plan. Even though I hated it at the time, like. He was just kind of smiling, you know, in the back of his mind, just like, yep, gotcha.
Wes, this offseason, up until free agency started, there was a lot of reports about Brady to the 49ers and that, you know, Jimmy G would somehow come back to the Patriots. How did you guys deal with those rumors, and what do you see out of Jimmy G in sort of comparison to how you saw Brady play the game?
You know, Jimmy's done a great job for us. You know, he's been a great leader. You know, obviously got us to the Super Bowl, all those different things. Like, he's done a great job for us. He works his tail off. Guys respect him. You know, he's a great dude who's done a lot of great things on the field. So, I mean, it was, I don't think it was a very tough decision. I mean, I don't know personally. You'd have to ask, you know, Kyle and John, you know, about, you know, what their thoughts were with it or whatever. But obviously, you know, they, you know, as do I, feel very strongly about Jimmy and what he brings to our team. And last year was the first year he played a full season. And so, you know, he's only going to get better.
Knowing Wes Welker's our guest, on Brady Week. Knowing Tom as you do, do you think he is bothered by the fact that he's not able to retire in a Patriots uniform, or do you think he's a guy who moves on quickly from stuff like that?
I think he's just excited to play football. You know, Tom just wants to play ball. And, you know, so I think for him, he's just excited to he's got some weapons down there in Tampa, and I think he's just excited to get out there and play ball, and it's another challenge for him of in his mind, I'm sure, like proving people wrong that, you know, he doesn't have to be in New England to be great. And he's going to take on that challenge, and I guarantee he's going to be full steam ahead with it.
Well, I really appreciate you being on. A texter says, I won't bring up the fact that you and I got into a physical altercation and I kicked your ass in a vehicle. But, I mean, I brought it up now, and everything's fine between us. Everything's all right. So
I don't even remember what you're talking about. You obviously you're a little more sensitive on it than I am.
We got our own little Belichick in the studio over here, Wes.
Yeah. Well, I would remember the Belichick deal. I only remember this.
Curtis has one before
one
you
quick
go.
One. We've asked everybody this week and all year, basically. Who is more responsible for the Patriots' 6 championships? Is it Brady or is it Belichick?
I think everybody plays a hand, and I don't even think it's just those two. It's always, you know, it's always a whole team effort. Obviously, there's guys that are bigger parts of it, but, you know, it all goes hand in hand, and it's everyone on the team. So I personally think now being on the coaching side, you need good players. You can sit there and try and coach a guy all you want, but unless you got good players, it's extremely hard to win in this league.
Yeah, see, Curtis thinks that without Brady, Belichick is going to fold up and fall apart. Wiggy says the same exact thing. I mean, do you think that you expect this Patriots team to be competitive without Tom Brady this season?
Oh, absolutely. No, they are. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You know, I think it is going to be more difficult, but it doesn't mean they're not going to be competitive.
Wes, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for
thank you guys.
And this is great. Thanks, Wes.
And congrats on everything that's happening when it comes to coaching, because I think you're the perfect guy for that. So
I appreciate that, Hill, man. Wow, a compliment from you. What do you know?
How's the hair? Everything okay with the hairline?
Wow, dude, it's awesome. Yeah. Dr. Leonard, you know, he's got me right, man. Kidding me? I need a haircut, though.
I mean, I know. We all do.
Join the rest of us. We all look like we've spent the last 3 weeks in the woods, Wes.
I mean, seriously. No, I got a beard. I'm not looking very good. My wife says she's gonna cut my hair, and she's too much of a perfectionist to be cutting hair. I'm going to end up with a bowl cut, you know, looking like Dumb and Dumber.
Welcome.
Well, listen, it's great talking to you, and thanks for joining us, Wes. All right, bud?
All right. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good one.
Well, sorry, Curtis.
Hmm.
Didn't get the answer you wanted there, did you?
I think we all know how he feels about Belichick after that interview.
Well, that was a great answer he gave. Whoa.
What? On Belichick?
Yeah, no fun Belichick.
He wants to have fun.
Yeah, Tom wants to have fun.
You perform best when you're having fun.
You're not with Belichick.
What else is fun, guys? Winning. Winning is a lot of fun, too, and Tom was able to tolerate it for 2 decades.
And now he's changed. He's a totally different
now,
person.
Now, see, no, oh, that's bright, shiny object over here. That has nothing to do with the fact that Tom was able to suck it up for 20 years and win. And while it may grate on you eventually, Welker sucked it up for 6 years. He just wanted to get paid.
Question, how much did Belichick win before Tom Brady?
To be clear, you're not listening to Wes Welker.
I agree with him completely. Belichick graded on the star players, and he wanted to have more fun. Plus, plus.
Great. And then he was able to go to another Super Bowl in Denver and get his ass handed to him by the same Seahawks
and
that
beat
Tom
the Patriots
Brady won
in the AFC Championship game.
And make a cheap shot, as Belichick said, on Akib Talib.
Now he's ripping him after the interview.
Curtis.
That's what Belichick said.
He not just tell you that it wasn't Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? It was everybody? It was that the
Do you speak Wes? I do.
Okay, Saturday Rodney Harrison was on this very radio station on his syndicated show saying he takes offense to the question, was it Brady or was it Belichick? Because in his eyes, that denigrates the contributions from guys like McGinnis and Brewski and Malloy and Law and himself. Oh, apparently, Greg, you know what happened? Tom Brady would take on teams by himself, coached up by Belichick. Wow, the two of them. Unbelievable. They're like Moses.
Getting several you-knows count
from
texters. We used to do that on the old show.
I feel like he's gotten better about it, though.
In the beginning, there were a lot of you-knows.
Yes.
But that's okay. That's a verbal crutch.
It's a crutch.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, although he didn't flat out say Tom Brady, he did answer the question if you listen closely.
Yep.
But no, he didn't.
What were you listening to? He wants to have fun. Belichick grated on him. He was pissed when he left. It's all Brady. That's basically what he said.
In so many words.
You know.
Let's see. What about, don't skip over the part where he said he felt Tom wanted to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Curtis kind of did get the answer he wanted. Wes said that a team needs good players to perform, and Bill Belichick is not going to have any good players.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to give it up. We won't even play this season.
No season.
Maybe instead of the season, we can just all debate every Sunday, was it Brady or Belichick?
That sounds like torture.
Oh, God.
I'd rather hang out with Corona Patient Zero.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I recant on something I said earlier in the show. Earlier in the show, I said that I wanted the test that would show that I had the antibodies in case I've had the coronavirus and I'm asymptomatic. I want the Patriots to go 10-6 and make the playoffs, number one. And number two, then I want the asymptomatic coronavirus antibody test.
And then how do you want Tom Brady to do? Do you want him to make the playoffs?
Yeah. As long as if he has a good statistical season, that's fine. As long as Brady looks good, that's fine. I don't need him to make the playoffs. Just look good.
Oh,
but he's going to, though.
Complete pivot there.
He's going to. No, I said he's going to. I don't need him to. I want the Patriots to make the playoffs.
Tough division they play in down there.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Easy.
Atlanta improved their offense. Carolina upgraded their offense. Saints upgraded their offense. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good TV, good radio, good internet, good all of it. Good content. Oh.
Nick has lost his mind.
Tell you what, Curtis. Let's play Swap Lives for a day.
Yeah.
I'll do what you do. You come to my house, and then we'll see exactly what things are like on the other side.
I would love that head of hair. My God, it's great.
I could honestly shear off half of it. I could give you, like, Dr. Leonard should hire me.
You should give some to Welker.
You should do Locks for Love.
Your overabundance of perfectly coiffed hair that you have during this crisis, you should share some of it with Welker.
It's damn infuriating. Had I been there at the day that everyone shaved their head for charity, they probably would have sat me down and been like, guy, we can't dull the shears. We have 50 other people we have to shave the heads of. There's so
All
much
right.
hair.
Brady Week continues with Ty Law at 12:30 and Teddy Bruschi at 4:30. We'll be back tomorrow morning with we're not going away now, but we'll have Brady Week tomorrow. And then we're shooting for a big get on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't want to jinx anything, but a legendary American actor. Not Tom Hank,
because
he's still recuperating, but working on that for Friday. So
Clint Howard's available?
Yes.
Did Brady, nothing cancel?
Brady Week happening all week here at WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
When you left, did you feel like there was some sort of a weight lifted when you're outside of Belichick's sort of reign as a head coach?
Maybe a little bit, you know. I was still upset about it, you know. I did want to be there, but there was part of me that, you know, I just like enjoying the game. I enjoy having fun. I enjoy all those things. You know, there's a big mental aspect to the game of, yes, being prepared, being this, being that, all those different things, but also enjoying yourself and having fun playing the game. You know, I feel like you're playing your best ball when everybody's having fun and enjoying themselves. And, you know, I think there were some times where where I didn't really feel that.
Curtis, his reign? What is he, King George?
He's worse.
His reign?
Well, he's got his family ready to be next in line to the throne.
As I said during your lead this morning, it's an unhealthy obsession that you have with Bill Belichick and with his sons, his family.
I mean, look at all the obstacles he placed in his way, according to Henry McKenna.
I'm very unhealthy. Wes Welker with some nice things to say about Bill Belichick earlier and about how he believes that this team will be very competitive this upcoming season.
Great interview. Two critiques, though.
Yes.
Did not ask him about the house in Connecticut. That's a flub by you. And he had no idea what this fight is about. Can you explain this a little bit? I mean, you're making this up out of
thin. Such an awkward scene.
I think we discussed it on the previous show. I don't think it needs to be. I don't know that it needs
to be. Well, then stop bringing it up.
I don't know.
Okay, if you don't want to talk about it, stop bringing it up. That's passive aggressive.
A texter asked me to.
Someone asked me about this.
Like this 508 texter says, whoever came up with this Brady Week idea is brilliant. We haven't talked about him enough.
I know.
That's downstairs Joe.
Downstairs Joe.
Brady Week, the brainstorm of one downstairs Joe. Friend Zone Joe, as we call him around.
I've enjoyed it, actually. Good stuff from Weiss and Pioli already, and Welker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's happening?
Hello, Paul.
Oh. Hey, LZP.
Hang on. Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Does your hair look like a feral kid from Mad Max?
I look like one of the feral children from Mad Max, mm-hmm. Yes.
The problem is...
By the way, Nick.
Yes.
The problem with Nick's hair is that it's... He molds it. Like, it's molded backward like a... as I said earlier, mm-hmm. like some sort of a 1950s Hollywood actor or something. Right. Do you use product in it? Or,
nope. This is the unwashed hair. This is the no product hair.
You look like Archie. Gordon. not
the
Bunker. You know how his hair was?
I go to Riverdale's and I get my hair done all the time. And then actually I just use a little Gordon Gekko on top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you look. Yes.
Greed is good.
Yes. You look like Wall Street. Yes.
Very Wall Street.
Is there a reason why you don't put shampoo in it?
I don't need it.
That's a lot of hair.
I know, but I don't need it.
It harms the environment, shampoo.
Oh, there you go. That's go green.
That's why
it gets rid of the natural oils in his hair, Curtis.
You guys are just jelly AF that I actually have hair, let alone good hair.
I think it's the weirdest thing when it comes to people who don't shower every day, who can get through the day without. Every morning. That every single morning. I can't start the day without it. I think it's gross. And there are people who shower at night.
That's so
I'm
weird.
A night shower.
That's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Because then you're lying in your own bed bug situation all night. And you're like
not if you shower before bed.
No, but then you go and lie in the bed mites. And then and you're sweating all night and you're in your crevasses and things. I mean,
some people are sweating all night. Some people are just sleeping normal.
It could be the bed, could be the sheets, could be the three bar pizzas and four episodes of Ozark before you went to bed. You never know.
This text, Greg, is the funniest thing I've ever read. I don't even know what it means. It just says Nick combs his hair with a cheeseburger.
By the way, I'm going to call my T-shirt guy up and have that done immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Nick combs his hair with a cheeseburger. There we are, folks.
Never mind bar pizza. Are we introducing the draft board when it comes to frozen
Greg
pizza?
Hill's big board. Yeah, we can do that at any point this morning.
Curtis's idea because
I like where this is going.
Curtis was he didn't say it to my face, but apparently he wanted some of the Cape Cod pizzas that were sent over yesterday, which I would have been happy. You should have just asked. I would have been happy.
Why
to
didn't
share
you ask people if they wanted it?
There was nobody here. There was nobody here in the building.
Yeah, except for me, right next to you.
And me.
You're like, wow, mushroom. Oh, look at this pepperoni. That looks good.
How many did you get?
Oh, like 30. They sent over like a
week. That lasts a week.
There's leadership for you right there. Talk about the equivalent of an N95 mask these days for radio people is a free bar pizza. Takes them all home himself. Oh,
hey, desperate times require
desperate
You were
selling
measures.
Them on Causeway Street.
It may... Hey, listen, if it comes down to it in the end, and I have all the frozen Cape Cod bar pizzas, how are you going to feel? I mean, if that's the last place to get food...
You're not getting kidnapped, that's for sure.
He's swinging by the Home Depot for a torch and a pitchfork.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you sweat because you're fat. Yes. Let's see. Here's somebody who says, how is it weird to get clean before bed? Do you crawl into bed all nasty? Well, I don't, I'm not all nasty. I mean, it's not like not like
he's on the Peloton anymore.
You know, I mean, Greg's a nasty girl.
I mean, maybe you should shower twice a day. Maybe the most effective thing would be to shower once in the morning before work. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you shower in the morning for others?
Mm-hmm.
It's not for yourself. I mean, first of all, I need it to wake myself up. So, blast of the water mm-hmm. in the face gives me the wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're showering for other people that you're going to come into contact with. Of course, now, in the way things are now, you're not coming into contact with other people.
Best part of waking up is taking a shower with Greg.
I'll tell you, everywhere looks like Walmart on a Saturday morning right now. Because people that are going out are wearing their pajama pants and the slippers with the hard bottoms. That's it. They're not even bothering to put clothes on anymore.
I think we ought to do a worst quarantine photo contest.
Ooh.
And we'll compare it to the Fort Myers white t-shirt picture.
Oh man. Mount Rushmore.
Because people just have completely given up on what they look like. Mm-hmm. Unless they have a Zoom meeting, maybe they're trying to put themselves together or whatever.
Can we throw in your picture at the Capitol Grill down there as well with the beanie hat?
The beanie hat, the beanie.
What was Greg, wrong with that?
You know, the white t-shirt's actually been retired.
What's the steak
pants. You want me to contribute those to the WEI Hall of Shame?
The fact that I did not chronicle your walk or stumble from the exit of the restaurant to our parked rental car.
It was more like a stanky leg, sort of like sachet.
Like, what is that on his pants? It's just
Nick has like three triple box and he or whatever they are, and he can't walk straight out of a restaurant.
He had small talk with four elderly people in the 15 feet in between the restaurant and the car.
I'm waiting for when you guys call me a super spreader in southwestern Florida.
Let's see. Here's a text, the 857 text. Greg, who wants to bring the whole day to bed with them? That's gross. I'm a night bather.
Mm.
All right. Well,
why am I sweating so much?
Night bather. Hey, who doesn't enjoy two showers a day? One in the morning to wake you up, and
that's
then
not
one
good
at
for
night.
You though. You're not supposed to shower. It's not good for your body
to get rid of those oils.
Danielle, isn't it accurate that you're only supposed to shower a couple times a week or something?
Yeah, because it strips your body of its natural oils.
Yeah,
it's cold showers. Very drying. Cold showers better for the environment.
You need the cold finish, Ken.
That's key. Whoa, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Imagine when Ron Valeri said that to me on the old station. That was fun.
Wow.
Guy, you're not doing it right unless you enjoy a cold finish.
Game changer, Guy.
Game changer. From out of nowhere comes the cold finish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people do the cold finish, and apparently that's
hardos do the cold finish.
Well, but it has
so they can tell people about it.
But doesn't it have health benefits?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
isn't the cold finish just like some Gravlax and a coffee?
I think the Greatest Generation used to do the cold showers.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way they used to get themselves awoken and ready for the factory or what have you.
And think about those people you mentioned earlier in the show about the folks on the submarines that are just completely ignorant to everything that's going on above water. You know, they're allowed like, what is it, like 30-second showers or 45-second showers? Like, that's it. Like, you get 30 seconds to get into a 1x2 and rinse it off.
I don't shower.
I have to explain this text to Curtis and Ken. Otherwise, they would be confused. It says, Greg showers in the morning. Just ask his daughter.
Oh,
I forgot
about that.
Oh, no, that sounds bad.
It was awful.
Yeah. When I
during Crutchgate, right?
Yeah, when I nearly died.
Oh, stop it.
Due to a puppygate incident, broke my leg on crutches. I walked out of the bathroom nude on crutches, and there was my poor daughter standing there to witness. Mm-hmm. That
all
I mean,
of
that's,
it in its glory,
and I'm sure that that's happening. Unfortunately, to people during the self isolation period, is that you're having contact with other family members in various states of undress that you don't want to see.
Oh.
I mean, the
Curtis was all of us.
The self isolation, which is now continuing for yet another month, is creating just disastrous situations for people. I got a text earlier from a guy during the warped female brain. Who is quarantined with his about-to-be ex-wife and her boyfriend?
I don't even
because
understand
apparently
the situation.
What? Like, what a disaster that is. That's got to be the worst quarantine situation going. Is so what does he do? Like, do the three of them eat dinner together and then he goes down?
It's like Joe Exotic.
What does he go into his bedroom and she goes into the bedroom with the new boyfriend? I mean, I understand it. It's desperate times and people don't have a place to go.
Nope.
And probably the economics of it is
Have the money, don't have the space, don't have the means. You're just trying to, Greg, every day is a win if you can just see tomorrow. That's it. That's all we're living for.
I mean, I feel like it's, for a lot of people, it's going to go on. It's going to go on and on and on. Let's see. This is Tim from Weymouth. What's up, Tim?
Good morning. I love you guys. Thank you for everything that you guys do. I just had two things to throw at you. Have you ever tried Venus Cafe Pizza in Whitman?
When it comes to bar pizza, it's in the conversation with Town Spa and the Linwood and Emma's. It's in the conversation. I haven't tried it, but it's always in the conversation.
My wife and girls and I, we've done Linwood. It's excellent, but yes. Venus still number one in our book. And yes. I wanted to give a shout out to Wiggy. He'd made a comment a long time ago, and I tried calling in and with work and everything. It was so busy about long snappers not being very good athletes. And I wanted to, I got the video and everything. My son's a long snapper for the Buccaneers, and he made a game-saving tackle against Carolina on a Thursday night game. Look it up. Joe Buck called his name. He's from Marshfield, and he's a stud. So I wanted to throw that at Wiggy and maybe one day get a comment on it.
All right. He'll be in. Wiggy will be here on Friday.
Bring that one up. I mean, Lonnie Paxton, not an athlete. Joe Cardona, not an athlete. Okay.
Have you tried the Signature Select Rising Crust 5 Cheese?
Yes.
Might be the best frozen. Although, I will say this. The Stouffer's French bread, which has been around for decades, is still, during these times, it has to be an absolute go-to. Unless you don't
gotta
like...
Gotta be well done.
French bread?
Yeah. The Stouffer's French bread?
Danielle, it's a dangerous line.
Then the bread gets too hard.
No, there's a fine line. There's a fine line where you can overdo it, but you can't. The recommended cooking time for that, not enough. You got to add a couple minutes.
Completely disagree.
Greg, I got to throw this out there just in case you happen to do a little wandering or shopping or send.
Really?
It is awesome.
Really?
Detroit-style sheet pizza is the jam. I would put it up there in terms of comfort and satisfaction next to a Southeastern bar pizza.
Most of the places, like the, no disrespect to the grocery people, but when they do their own, it's not like the Wegmans. Like, I like Wegmans, but their own brand of the frozen is not good.
But the signature's awesome.
I will say the Trader Joe people, I believe they have... I think it's called Trader Giotti's.
Trader Giotto's.
Trader Giotto's.
Giotto.
Is a Trader Giuseppe's. Is a very
Trader Giacomo's.
It is a very good store-done frozen pizza brand.
Giuseppe was very, very happy.
Yes, and have you had they do one that has like... little bits of baby mozzarella and prosciutto
they
on it.
They do a
burrata,
prosciutto, arugula, flatbread, which is tremendous.
Oh, my God, is that good.
Yeah.
By the way, is this the official first big board? I didn't get this, the script on this one.
Well, yeah. What Newman's Own does, they have like a thin crust, like a thin and crispy Newman's Own. Not bad.
Uncured
and they're not
pepperoni.
Bad on the dressing either, no. Newman's Own.
What I had in high school, I don't know if it's still around, Frischetta pizza. Was good.
No, he's not lying.
You want to try that again?
Frischetta.
Can I have seven tankering comics and a frischetta? Tom Brokaw recording live from Frischetta.
You got that right.
But you got that. I mean,
Curtis is right. Frischetta is good.
When it comes to the frozen bar pizzas that you can get here,
that's really? Good.
I hate to say it, but the price point is also pretty attractive.
Let's see. Here's a 603 text. Greg, I believe I'm the boyfriend that you just referenced, currently quarantined with my girlfriend and her soon-to-be ex-husband. He is living in the basement. If that was him that was texting, that's hilarious. Well, it was, yeah. Why don't you go down and and like knock on the guy on the basement door and tell the guy that breakfast is served.
Would you rather be in that house or be quarantined in the basement with Chris Cuomo while he's broadcasting live?
Now I got to go to Star Market and get a signature five cheese.
Trader Joe's, Texter is recommending the Trader Joe's tomato pesto broccoli.
Huh.
Excellent.
Really?
Excellent, yes.
Trader Giotto's.
Can we do a new board? I'm surprised nobody's complained about that.
Can we do this day and age, you think somebody would be upset? What, a big board on what?
No, we have to do a big board on my favorite certain words that you pronounce like American, appreciate, Trader Giotto. Like, there's certain words where you are so enamored of the inflections and you put them there just to be a needler.
Often around food.
Greenwich.
Ah, there's another one.
Ukrainia.
Tom E. Curran.
I bet this texter says Wayne Brady, the great comedic talent.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually quarantined with his ex-wife and her boyfriend.
Jeez. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
Wayne Brady is in, like, does Wayne Brady have to cut a blank?
I mean, can he not afford a place to go on his own during this time?
Where's his let's make a deal money?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the guy hosts a nationally syndicated game show.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Let's see.
In the New York Post. It's true.
So, I guess.
Maybe it's a thing.
It's co-parenting their 17-year-old daughter.
Okay.
He says, for the entire duration of her life, we have co-parented as best friends. We've lived 7 minutes away from each other at the most. Right now, we live virtually next door to each other. He said he's got a lot of land and a big backyard, so they're all sharing the space. We are this is like the new normal. He said, we are the new nuclear family.
Huh.
No thanks.
All right.
That
wouldn't work for you?
I've lived with an ex for 2 months after we broke up, and that was when you could actually go out and get away from them. That's a nightmare. This I can't even imagine.
What, you had to live together till somebody found a place or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a disaster.
Yeah.
What's that like when you like bump into each other in the hallway? Like,
murderous.
Hey.
You just want to murder each other. We're fine now. We're all good. We're all friends, but back then it was tough.
All right, are we getting to what is trending? No, we're behind. All right, we're behind. Coming up, what is trending on the Greg E. Hill Show here at WEEI?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.